Hello and welcome back to another episode of Lessons in Product Management. I'm your host, John Fontenot, finally bringing back some video content for the YouTube channel. If you're listening on the audio podcast, you'll still get some good takeaways from this, but you'll get more out of it if you go to the Path 2 Product YouTube channel. That's Path number 2 Product on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe the video if you're watching, or if you're jumping over from the audio podcast to come watch. But thanks for joining me today. We're going to start a 4-part series on how to get into product management. Okay, there's 4 steps. They're not easy, so I'm not going to call them 4 easy steps. They are simple. They are simple steps, but they're definitely not easy. And simple doesn't mean easy, right? Ask any UX designer, how does making something simple become easy? It's not. It's never easy to make something simple. When you talk about usability or accessibility or things like that, right? These are all hard things, but they are simple. The end goal is that it would be simple, right? So 4 steps. They're 4 simple steps, but again, not easy. I don't want to deceive you into thinking that there's an easy path in the product management. There is a streamlined path, and that's what I hope to share with you in these 4 steps. So step number 1, I'll go ahead and start sharing my screen here, is learn. Okay, so I'll give you the 4 steps. We have learn. Okay, we have apply, so learning, application. Then we have documentation, and then we have promotion. Okay, so that's the 4 steps. We have learning, application, documentation, and promotion. So why do I have Coursera pulled up? Outside of the fact that I'm a Coursera nerd and I've taken this course, I'm just not logged in, so you can't see it. But I want to show you some free or inexpensive resources to go and learn product management. Because before you can do it, right, you have to know what it is that you're trying to do, or what it is you're supposed to do. So I streamlined a couple of free courses, free content that'll help you with that learning curve, and things that are also kind of lower cost, right? So there are plenty of boot camps and programs and certificates, right? And in my mind, they're overpriced. You can get a lot of this content in blogs, in YouTube channels. And so I want to save you a few dollars and help you get the content to learn how to do product management. All right, so starting here, I've taken this, I recommend it, from the University of Virginia, Alex Cohen. He spent time in product. He does very well. He gives you a well-rounded idea of what product management is and the specialization. Yes, it costs money if you want to actually get the certificate, but in all of these courses, you can enroll for free, and I'll show you how to do that. So as you come down here, you get the fundamentals of product management, agile and design thinking, hypothesis-driven development, which is a really good course. Agile analytics is pretty good, and then looking at leadership. All right, so really good content, but if you want this content for free, if you're not aware, if you've never been on Coursera, or you just didn't know, right? So let's hit enroll. I got to log in. So let's log me in. That's my email if you wanted to know. I have too many passwords. Bear with me. One of these passwords will work. Okay, cool. So I'm already enrolled. Sweet. So let's go to one that I haven't enrolled in, just so I can give you an example of what this looks like. All right. Okay, so I've never done, these are all free courses. Let's go to, let's just type in like UX design and do something I haven't done before. Okay. So something from university, sweet. All right, so we have enroll here. And there's typically a way to audit these courses. Ah. So if I go to enroll for an individual course, not the specialization, but go to the individual courses one by one, there's this little button at the bottom that they hide called audit. Hit that, and that gives you free access to the course. You don't get the certificate, but you get the information, which for the sake of these purposes is what's important, And sorry for the long pause on the audio podcast. I was trying to figure out how to navigate Coursera. I haven't been on for a little while, so they've made some changes. Cool. So this is one. Moving on. Bart is a senior PM at Microsoft. I've had him on my podcast. He's featured in my book that just went live on Amazon, by the way. So go look up Never Assume 10 Fatal Assumptions Great Product Managers Never Make. It's on Amazon. I'll put the link in the show notes, both on the audio podcast and on the YouTube channel. It's, in my humble opinion, it's pretty good. But Bart's featured in there. Tells a story about his early days as a product manager. His content's great. Diego, also PM. I think he's now at Google, if I'm not mistaken, but he was at Microsoft. A lot of great content here. Has great guests on here. Helps with interview questions and just product management content in general. And then Udemy. So this isn't free, obviously, but there's always a sale going on for like $9.99, $12.99, whatever. I've taken many of these courses. So these are the four that I'd recommend. So Cole and Evan have great content. They have kind of a intro and then an advanced course. Todd's course is really good. I've taken this one. And then Bart has a course on here too, which is labeled highest rated, right? Really, really good. A lot of folks have taken it, but great stuff. So not free, but they do go on sale. So last one, I have to give a shout out to my own channel. I think the content on here is pretty good too. But what I want to turn you on to, there's a lot of like guest content and like solo casting that I've done, like I'm doing right now. But what you'll notice is I have some personal save stuff on here too. I work out, ignore all of that. what I want you to notice here is these two courses, right? So if you want to learn about product strategy development, I have that. And if you want a really like end-to-end guided course of what it would look like if you joined a company today as a product manager and what you were expected to do from start to finish, from I'm joining the company, I need to learn about the company, I need to learn about the customers, and then I need to figure out what we're going to do, right? And then in between, like in the middle of it, you could interject or inject this product strategy development course and then go on through the rest of this, which leads you down to shipping your first feature, which is pretty cool. So lots of great free content. This is the most key part, right? A lot of aspiring PMs will focus primarily on the interview, right? They'll ask for interview tips. They'll ask for interview practice. There's great books like Cracking the PM Interview. All those things are great. But if you don't know how to actually do the job once you get in, you might get fired or your growth as a PM will stagnate and you'll kind of stumble. But if you learn how to do product management first and then learn about the interview process and how to actually like get over the hump of getting the job offer, you'll be in a much better position. So these four steps we're going to do all precede the interview process to give you better opportunities at getting more interviews and having an accelerated career path once you get into the job. All right, so let's review. It's learn, apply, document, and then promote. Today was learn. Hopefully those free learning resources or inexpensive learning resources are helpful for you. A lot of great content out there. Curation is key. There's a lot of bad content out there too. So ask experienced PMs who they listen to, who they admire, what content they follow on what channels. There's great stuff on Twitter and LinkedIn and people who post there pretty frequently that are really good. So just ask around if you want to know who I follow on Twitter or LinkedIn for product management thought leadership. Come follow me on Twitter at productfont. Send me a direct message. I'll put the link to my Twitter handle in the show notes. Or send me an email, john@path2product.io. Happy to communicate, happy to help any way that I can. So thanks for joining me today. We'll meet again next week for part 2.